Welcome to the Questionable Podcast. Today we're going to talk about hard work and sacrifice and creating what you want, or getting what you want, experiencing what you want. We're going to dive into these things a little deeper and ask some good questions to get some better answers for you. Let's get to it. In our society, hard work and sacrifice are given a badge of honor. Our need to base our worth on productivity and on how much we get done and how much we do and how much we sacrifice. Basically, it's gotten to a point where the more you harm yourself and the more uncomfortable you make yourself and the more difficult you make it for yourself and the harder that it is for you, like, we've got this weird like badge of honor. You get a gold freaking star for working hard and having a good work ethic, and it gets praised. And the more you do, the better of a person you are, or you know what I'm talking about, right? But what we are in the middle of and what we're seeing is a change in our need to base our worth on our productivity and how much we do. There is a massive awakening going on around our ability to know how to rest, when to rest, how to receive, how to work smarter and not harder, how to find a better balance so that you are no longer sacrificing yourself, your health, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, your ability to live your life for a paycheck, for work. Basically, when your work becomes a detriment, or it's not even like a job, it's how much you're working. Like, as a stay-at-home mom in that current phase of my life right now, I'm noticing how much of that belief and that need to do things is still deeply ingrained in me, of things I should be doing, things I need to do, things I have to do, and I should be busy, and I should be doing stuff all day because that makes me a good mom, and I should be getting up early, and I should be tired, and I should be busy, and I should be stressed because that's how everyone else is, and that means that I'm a good person, and I'm doing it right, and I'm living a good life. Thumbs up, man. But here's the thing. Here's the like core questions and reflections that we can ask ourselves to cut through all the bullshit around this lopsided, screwy belief, around this shitty conditioning, and around being able to create the life that we want, find our own balance, walk the path that we want to walk. When you want something, when you have decided, this is what I want, you will have to work for it. There's work to be done. And there will be things to sacrifice. Now, I want you to question, what is work for it? And what does sacrifice mean to you? And what does it mean to want something and decide that you get to have it? When you have identified what those things truly mean to you, what you are assuming they mean, the meaning that they give to you and the neurons that are connected, the neural pathways that are connected to what it means about you, for you, what it's going to require of you, the expectations of you, the obligations you're going to have, the experiences you will have because you are working hard, because you are sacrificing. What do those things mean to you? Now, I want to get clear on what it really means. Work gets to be your own definition. What is sacrificed means that you will have to say no to things. Sacrifice isn't a bad thing. Sacrifice isn't a good thing. It's just acknowledging that when you say yes to something, you are saying no to other things, or bare minimum, something else. The idea of being able to say yes to things has to be more enticing, more fulfilling, more correct for you than the idea of I've said no to that, I've sacrificed it, I'm missing out on it. Let's dive into this for a second a little bit more. There are things all the time that we are being asked to say yes or no to choose or not choose, to decide to do or not do. Anytime you make one decision, there are other decisions, countless decisions, that you have not made or chosen not to do or said no to. What we need to understand in that process is that if you were to say yes to something that was not correct for you, yes to something that is not aligned for you, yes to something because of the conditioning that makes you believe you should say yes to that, you have to say yes to that, you need to say yes to that, even though you really don't want to say yes to it. If you have said yes to something for those reasons, you are missing out on the yes that is correct for you. And you have no idea the benefits of saying yes to the things that are correct for you, because odds are you have said yes to the things that are not correct for you for a very long time, out of fear of missing out, out of conditioning, out of obligation, out of expectations, out of people pleasing. When you say yes to something that you genuinely would like to say no to, that you know is not correct for you, that you don't want to do, that you don't feel like doing, right? That it goes against your strategy and your authority, goes against your design. This is one of those things where human design has been a game-changing, supportive piece of help for me in understanding the dynamics of what is correct for me. How do I know what decisions are correct for me? What should I be saying yes to? What can I try saying yes to that maybe I wouldn't have? And what do I need to say no to that I previously would have said yes to? And so that I can start to experience what is correct for me, the benefit of what is correct for me. So I can say no to, oh, I'll give a personal example. Last Christmas, actually it was in January, but we had our family Christmas scheduled for it with a certain side of my family. We had a Christmas party scheduled. It got to be the day before, and I started to think about, I really don't think I want to go. I really don't think I want to go. The morning of, I looked at my husband and I said, I don't think I should go. We're going to drive all the way over. We're going to stay the night. We're going to be with all the family, and then we're going to drive home. I said, I really don't think I should go. And I said, if you guys really want to go, I'm all for you guys going, but I'm going to stay home. I think I really need to stay home. I should be staying home. There's a lot of me that says, I just shouldn't be going. Now, I heard all the stories in my head about why I should be. I get to see my family. It's the extended family. I love seeing my family. I love when everyone gets together. We have a great time. We only do it a couple times a year. It's not a big deal. It's only one night. I can go do this. All the obligations, the people pleasing, I should, I need to, I have to, all the reasons of why going would have been the right decision. Not to mention the fear of missing out on family Christmas. I said I wasn't going to go and I stayed home. My family went. They enjoyed it. They had a great time. It was correct for them. They made the decisions for themselves. I stayed home. I did what was correct for my design. I did what was correct for my authority. And the experience that I had of staying home and the things that I got to experience and do for myself, the amount of correctness I got to feel, the impact that it had on my intuition, my self-trust, my rest, my recovery, my knowing of myself, my experience with time, my experience with manifestations and co-creations. There were so many things that I can't even put into words. The benefit of being correct for me was, I can't even put words to it. So what I got because I said yes to what was correct for me versus saying yes to what I felt I should do was tremendous. I said yes to something that meant I had to say no to something. I had to sacrifice something. But the benefit that comes from and the experience that comes from being correct and walking your path as correct as possible, according to your strategy and authority, according to your design, according to how you were made and what is truly correct for your alignment and your connections to self and to God, are like indescribable. It's an incredibly different experience than the previous experiences of living through the conditioning, the obligations, the shoulds, the people pleasing, the needs, the have to's. So this idea of there will have to be sacrifices, I will need to sacrifice things. A lot of what is sacrificed is my not self, are the things that are not correct for me, are the stories about missing out, the stories about who I think I should be, the beliefs about who I think I am or who I need to be or what needs to be and what expectations are put on me because of what would make me a good person or a good mom. What is gained is all of me, my correctness, my alignment, my true self. And the benefits that come from being that version of me, that truth, are limitless and priceless. That's what sacrifice is about. Okay, so this work hard part, you're gonna have to do work. Work isn't easy. Work is meant to challenge us. We like to be challenged. I've done several videos and podcasts on this, that we like to be challenged. Challenge is how we engage. Challenge is how we grow. Challenge is where we dig deep. We find our grip, find our traction. If you are living in all ease and flow and love and light all the fucking time, like, puke. That's not human. That's not growth. That's not fulfillment. That's not satisfaction or success or surprise or peace. Whatever your signature may be. We love to be challenged. So, maybe instead of using the word work, it's that I'm going to be challenged. Getting what I want, doing what I want, being who I want, creating what I want involves work. It involves a challenge. It involves engagement. Because if I'm working hard to the detriment of myself, that's not working correctly for who I am and how I'm meant to be working. That's trying to use the screwdriver like a hammer. Use the tools. You already have the tools within you, how you are designed. You have exactly the tools that you are meant to be using to create the life that you want to be living. That's the work. Letting go of the conditioning, letting go of the old beliefs, the limitations, the incorrectness, the mental work, the emotional work, the healing, the processing, the energetic work, where you are taking care of your energy, taking care of your aura, where you are nourishing your body, where you are doing the things and making the decisions, that sacrifice stuff, those decisions between the yeses and the noes, that is the work. But here's the thing about all of it. You are the only one that can decide if the work and the sacrifice are worth what you have said you want. And if it's not worth it, if it's too much, if it is too hard, if it is too detrimental to your health, if it is too much of an emotional drain, if it is too difficult, then you need to be willing to say no. And maybe you want something different and you need to make some different choices. I don't care if you committed. I don't care if you already started in the process and you're 9/10 of the way done. If you're realizing that I'm done, I don't want this, it's not worth it, then let yourself be done and walk away and choose something different. Now, I bring this up because I'm going through this very weird parenting thing with my son, who is 14, and he says we got really clear on some of the things that he wants around his life right now, things that he wants to experience, the things that he wants to be able to do. We got clear about the things that are important to him, the things that he values, the things that he knows he wants. By getting clear on that, we took the time to look at how do we create that for you? What does it look like to create an option where you are getting these pieces that you want, that you having the experiences that you want? Now, today happens to be day three or four of actually living this out. And I don't know if you've noticed this about when you start in on something new. Usually the first little bit is pretty good. It's exciting. If you're an emotional person, you're on an emotional high usually, and everything seems great and it seems manageable. It seems possible. Things are going pretty smoothly, but you get to like day three, four, five, part of the way into it, and you're realizing like, oh damn, this is not as easy. This is not as fun. That's where the challenge starts, right? This is where it gets work is needed, right? So we're at this point where this morning was difficult. Today has been a challenge. And I said to my husband, I said, if these are the things that he wants, he has said he wants this, he said he wants this, he said he wants this. There's work and sacrifice involved in that. But he is the only one that can tell me if it's worth it to him. And if he comes to me and he says, this isn't worth it, Mom, this isn't working for me, then we have to go back to the beginning and reevaluate and find a different option. As a parent, it's very easy for me to say, suck it up. I'm conditioned to live that way. That is the world that I grew up in. Of course, it's hard. Get over it. You'll be fine. This isn't that difficult. It's not that big of a deal. Just get up and get dressed. Just get out the door. Just do this. Like, just to tell him what to do, to tell him how to feel, to tell him it's fine, to tell him it's worth it, to tell him to just suck it up and do it because I had to do hard shit in my life too. Like, get over it. He'll be fine. That's my inner dialogue. That's my inner conditioning. And I have to breathe so freaking hard. I have to force myself to shut my mouth and to breathe and remember that I can't tell him if it's worth it to him. It is my job to be his chaperone. It is my job to help him ask the questions, much like I do on this podcast, that will help him find his path forward so that he gets to live the life he wants to live, not the life I want him to live, not the life I think he needs to live, not what I think he should do, not how I had to do things. It is my job to help him find himself and find his path in life. What I think is correct, what I think he should do, doesn't mean shit. Do I have wisdom to share? Do I have questions that can help? Yeah, when I'm invited, when he asks for help. That's my job, especially as they are getting older. I'm the only one that can help him figure out the solutions in his life right now. That is my job as his parent. I can suggest, how do you want to do this? Do you like that? Just like I suggest on this podcast all the time, ask this question. When you ask a better question, you get a better answer. So I get to ask whenever he finally has that moment of this is really hard. If he has that moment, I get to ask, do you still want this? Is this still important to you? Is this still worth the things that you have had to do that are hard and the things that you've had to say no to and the work that you're having to do to make it happen for yourself? I can't tell him what he wants. I can't tell him what's worth it. You are the only one that can do that for yourself. So in the beginning, I said, what do those things mean to you? What does it mean to work hard? What does it mean to sacrifice? What does what you want mean about you? What do they mean? What's the identity? What are the expectations? What are the strings attached to that? Who do you have to be for those things? What's required of you? And then I asked you to start looking at what sacrifice really means. The difference between saying yes to the things that are correct versus saying yes to the things that you think you have to, you think you should, you're conditioned to, you feel you're obligated to. What does all the work hard parts mean to you? What's actually involved? Is the hard work making those decisions? Is the hard work physical labor? Is the hard work the mindset and the mental work? going for my run yesterday, the hard work was pushing through the stories in my head. My body felt fine, and I had to get real honest with myself about what was the problem. I could have made every story up about, oh, I'm too tired. Oh, I feel fine. Oh, that's enough. Oh, no big deal. But I had to ask better questions. How does my body feel? How do my legs feel? What's my heart rate? How are my lungs? Where's my head at? How am I feeling mentally? How do I feel emotionally? Do those things mean I need to stop? Is it correct for me to stop? Do I need to end this? Do I want to end this? Do I want to continue? Is the work that I'm going to be putting in, battling through this mental story, battling through this story that says I can't, that says I shouldn't, that says I'm too tired, that says it's no big deal, is working through that. That for me was the hard work at the time. It wasn't even the physical running. The hard work at the time for me was battling through the mental stuff. Is that worth having the run I wanted to have? Running further, hitting the distance and the time. All while I'm running, I'm having this conversation. It's not just to sit down and journal in your morning in the corner of your house with your little cup of tea and you've got great music playing and everything's all great and meditation and prayer's going cool and you've got your meditation journal out and you're saying all the things that you want to say and you're journaling prompts. It's an everyday thing. It's an all the time thing. What do I want? What work is involved? What do I need to say no to? What do I need to say yes to? And is it worth it to me? Is that okay with me? Now my run, it was worth it. I did the mental work as I kept moving my feet. I pushed through and I ended up hitting a way longer distance than I intended. And I felt great about it even for the rest of the day. I made the correct decision for myself and the benefits are priceless. Now for my son, I don't know. We're going to have a conversation in another week or two. This is what you've said you wanted. Do you still want that? Is the work that you've been doing worth it? Is the sacrifice that you've had to make worth it? And if not, then let's reevaluate. We will find another solution. Because here's the thing that most people don't seem to understand. There is always a solution that works for you. There is always another option. It is 2024. There are a million different options, a billion different options and combinations of things, of choices, of setups, of ideas, of ways to do what you want to do, of ways to create the life that you want to create. But that is only true if you are actually trying to create the life that you want. If you are actually trying to walk your own path, because if you are trying to make your path and your life and who you are and what you want and what you have and what you experience fit into a label or a definition or an expectation or an obligation that someone else has said is right for you, all of this stuff is irrelevant. It won't work. You have to be willing to find your path. You have to be open enough to find the other options, the other solutions, to see it differently, to find another answer. And a lot of that has to do with faith. A lot of that has to do with belief. A lot of that has to do with, I know what I am meant for. I know all things are possible. I know that I can create the life that I want. And by faith, I will find it. I will find the solutions. I'm able to find the solutions. The solutions exist, and I'm willing to see them. I'm open to seeing them. I want to see them. I want to find the different path. And just like the last episode, the combination of I have the faith, I have the belief, and I'm also willing to do the things. Willing to make those choices, willing to do that work, because what I want is worth it. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Questionable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow along so you're updated whenever there's a new episode. And follow me on Instagram at rebel.rose.life. There's a lot of other content and information available over there, and that is the best place to reach me when you have questions of your own or comments about content and things that are going on in your life. I love to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.